You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Anyone who knows me knows I enjoy taking a look at companies and businesses that are doing more to enhance the communities around them. And we're taking a look at a very interesting initiative from the SASME Fund. They've announced that they are going live with a 300 million rand SME fund that is aimed specifically at targeting early stage capital for startups. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of the SASME Fund, that is Getso Godan, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Getso, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about the 300 million rand fund. Tell us about the aim of the fund and why the fund's been launched.
So the SASME fund was created, you know, 5 or 6 years ago by the CEO initiative. It's chaired by Adrian Gore. And over the last 5 years, we've been championing the growth of the venture capital industry. We've now allocated almost 2 billion rands to build this new asset class and persuade pension funds and other institutional investors that this is a attractive area in which to invest their money. But one of the gaps in the ecosystem, the venture capital ecosystem, is that people come up with clever ideas, but there's not enough risk capital to back them for that very early stage before it's a proven product or a proven set of customers. Then there's a lot more money available. You know, once it's been proven, money becomes more readily available. But it's that initial phase, and it's typically somewhere between 1 and 10 million rand that these very smart people that come up with clever ideas need to build a business. And so this fund is aimed specifically at supporting early-stage businesses. We've done it in partnership with the Department of Science and Innovation, the Government's Technology Innovation Agency, and E-Squared, which is part of the Alan Gray family of entities. And we are the coordinator of the fund. We're going to be allocating the capital to about five different groups of funds to invest into these startup businesses. So we think, you know, this money will probably support 50 startups, and at least 10 or 15 of them are going to go on to become successful businesses.
Getso, when we look at the sectors, you touched on the fact that there's about five kind of companies that are going to be administering the funds as well on your behalf, but yeah, that there are specific sectors that you are looking at. Tell us about the sectors and why those sectors are so important as part of our ecosystem.
So, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is that venture capital in, say, America, where it's big, you know, typically it's trying to make life a little bit more interesting or a little bit more efficient or a little bit cheaper. Whereas what we find in Africa and South Africa is that venture capital startup businesses are typically trying to solve a problem. And that's why it's even more exciting for us, because these are people who are trying to improve the quality of life of ordinary South Africans. So we want to be focused on the financial sector. Typically, it's called fintech. And most of the work being done by fintech startups is to try and improve financial inclusion, particularly of those people that are excluded from the banking sector or from their ability to get loans or, you know, do things that people with bank accounts can do. And the second sector we're very excited about supporting is EdTech. You know, South Africa has a huge education challenge. The more we can do to improve the quality of education and online education and introduce new technologies that allow teachers and students to learn stuff, the better. We're also going to be doing stuff in ag tech, particularly with climate change coming up. You know, energy is expensive, water is scarce. And these are typically startup companies that are trying to optimize the use of those things, you know, doing hydroponics or coming up with clever greenhouse designs. So ag tech is going to be a big thing. And clearly, one of the other really important areas that we've done well in as a country is in health. And so we're looking at, you know, telemedicine, we're looking at health devices, we're looking at the ability to provide cheaper services, particularly for primary health care. So those are the kinds of startups we'll be backing, and we're going to be working alongside things like the University Technology Fund, which is a fund we helped create 5 years ago that works with universities to help them commercialize the clever ideas that they come up with at the universities.
Kedzo, I want to take a look at the SME fund and the work that you do beyond just this particular fund that is being launched or that has recently been launched. The importance of financing businesses at the right stage, but also financing kind of the right types of businesses. Take me through just how that whole ecosystem works, and in the South African context, as you said, a lot of South African businesses or a lot of African entrepreneurs are building solutions to problems that exist. How much more innovation is needed so that the solutions transcend just solving the problem, but actually creating new sectors?
Yeah, and I think that's why we're excited about venture capital, because the innovation will give rise to new industries, new entities producing things that didn't exist before. But to answer your primary question, we've been doing both debt lending to very small businesses via intermediaries, and then doing venture capital. On the debt side, I just want to give you one example, which we think is life-changing for South Africans. We fund an organization called Indlu Living. They work with property owners in a township and build backroom housing, bricks and mortar, proper backroom housing. And it's a five-year mortgage. In year six, the property owner starts getting most of the income once the debt has been paid off. And this creates an asset. It allows for intergenerational wealth to be created. It allows for an additional income to be generated. And we've been so excited about working with these guys because it's such a clever idea. And they've got a lot of tech behind their sort of business that helps design the rooms efficiently, collect the money efficiently. It's like an Airbnb for township rooms. And, you know, they now have a book of about maybe 200 million. When we first interacted with them, they were probably at about 25 million. We lent them 50 million. And people have since then supported that activity. So we also lend to spaza shops. Spaza shops, you know, are a really important part of the ecosystem in the township. Our little bit of money helps them go and buy a larger amount of goods at a lower price once a month. And that changes, you know, the economics of their business. The revenue goes up. They can make more savings. And, you know, many of them are now opening second spaza shops or starting new businesses. I've seen many spaza shop owners buy an Uber now. So, you know, I think on the debt side, we can be very localized, very small, and help these kinds of businesses. On the venture side, we are, you know, helping people that have got technology solutions or ideas that could lead to new businesses. One of the most exciting things we're doing at the moment is supporting a business called CubeSpace. It's a business that comes out of Stellenbosch University and makes micro satellites. And, you know, South Africa, you wouldn't have thought, but we have a competitive advantage in some of the space technologies. And this is a business that, you know, one day will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Kedzo, I want to get your thoughts on the regulatory landscape. We know that there's no shortage of great ideas and great minds in the South African space, but sometimes the challenge comes that the regulatory landscape isn't necessarily conducive towards startups. How are you seeing this, and what are your thoughts around this from a funding perspective and from a support perspective?
So, you know, in most of the world, including some of our African neighbors, they pass a law which is called the Startup Act. And what it does is facilitates easy passage from a regulatory point of view for a startup. They're not burdened by all of the regulations that big businesses are. So, you know, it just makes their lives a little bit easier. The limited amount of capital can go a longer way. You know, they're not going to be breaking the rules. They're just, you know, they're going to be trying to operate in the most efficient way possible. And in South Africa, you know, we have a campaign for a Startup Act. It's getting a bit of traction, and, you know, we are interacting with government. And, you know, one can hope that the seventh administration will look upon this campaign more favorably and maybe pass a law which allows small businesses not to be encumbered by all the bureaucratic requirements of a typical government.
The red tape must be moved out of the way. It's important for SMEs to grow. We certainly need more ideas and more thinking like this. I think this is a good starting point and certainly a good place to go to from here. We'll see how the story unfolds. We'll see how the fund unfolds. Thank you for setting it up, and thank you for the time and for the insights. That's Kedzo Kordaan, who is the SA SME Fund CEO, on the latest 300 million rand fund they've set up to assist small businesses.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.